السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا سنة بعد سنته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين، وقال تعالى إنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable ulama ikram, beloved brothers and elders, undoubtedly all praises belong to Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher. Salat and salam upon our master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, on the day of Jumu'ah, this auspicious occasion, we take the opportunity to beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. We all know, brothers, different conditions in our country as well, some places drought, no rain, etc. So also we make dua that Allah ta'ala bring good conditions everywhere. You know, generally, especially over the last few weeks or months, we say that our conversations generally tend to be of a very, very serious nature. Today, respected brothers and elders, I just want to share some light-hearted moments in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, sometimes we tend to portray, I'm not generalizing, but you'll find that this happens, and maybe we won't call it a fault, but sometimes maybe an oversight on our part. But we try to, or we sometimes portray such an image about Islam, such an image about our deen, that it's all serious and it's all dull and there's no place to smile. And you know, to smile is like the biggest guna in the world. A person who smiles, you know, he's done a great wrong. Yet if you look at it in a contrast, the hadith which I quoted, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that don't regard any good deed as insignificant, even if that good deed be greeting your Muslim brother or meeting your Muslim brother with a smiling face. Now if you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, one thing, brothers, that you will find throughout, whenever you will research or whenever you will read about any aspect of the life of Nabi alayhi salam, you will find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an extremely positive person. That whoever came into contact with him, they would always leave his gathering or they would leave his company feeling lifted. Never you will find a person came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then he fell down. So you'll find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mannerisms, his ways, his speech, his choice of words were always such that it would always lift those that are around him. So I just want to highlight some incidents and some aspects in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you see, we have something in our deen which we can say safely, probably we can marvel at it, that nobody else can probably say they have something like this. And it is every single aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recorded, not just recorded but authenticated. I don't think you'll get any human being in the entire world, currently, past, present, I don't even think in the future, where you'll find that such intricate details of his life is recorded, and like I say, not just recorded but authenticated. The sahabi comes to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Look at the question that she poses to Hazrat Aisha. She says, listen, tell us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَيْفَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إِذَا خَلَى مَعَ نِسَائِهِ. That what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mannerisms, what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ways when he was alone with his wives, when he was in his private time? Generally you'll find a person's public life is there for everybody to see, and many, many ahadith on the public life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just go into the private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you'll marvel. Really, you won't have words you'll never be able to express yourself to understand when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah ta'ala describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy unto mankind, then what an individual Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. One was his public life, but look into his private life. So they asked us, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and she said, tell us, what was the private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like? So she says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a man just like any other man. However, let me tell you people something. Kana akraman nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most noblest of people. Kana alyanan nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most compassionate of people. Tahakan bassaman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always smiling and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constantly jovial. You see, they say, really when you know the worth of a man, then you see what his wife has to say. So that wife now, she became old and husband is old also, so she's looking in the mirror, you know, and she's trying to comfort herself and she's saying to the husband that, look at me, I'm gone old now, I picked up so much of weight and I've got wrinkles on my face and my eyes are, there's bags under my eyes, you know, tell me something, lift my spirits. So with a flick, without even thinking, he says, one thing, your eyesight is still perfect. Make sure you still got good eyesight. So khair. When it came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha Nana says that you'll never find a better man than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look how she describes him. She says that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the home, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the house, tahakan bassaman. This is a beautiful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his wife is expounding on. When you look at the Sahaba ikram, they describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a similar manner. They say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constantly smiling. He was always happy and he had the most beautiful, he was the most handsome of people that we've ever seen. You know, unfortunately sometimes, and I'm mentioning this because many a times people want to change, people want to take that step forward, people want to do something, but we have a certain perception. So a person feels that the day I become good or the day I decide to change my life, then there's no room for, there's no room to be normal. I suddenly have to become this extraordinary human being who has to behave like an angel, etc. But it's not like that. If you find in terms of piety, clear-cut words, no mincing of his words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said very, very clearly, he said, when it comes to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And who can ever dispute that fact? You know, today, if we have to take the greatest wali of Allah, or we have to take the greatest scholar, or we have to take even the biggest ustad in the Darul Uloom, etc., we have to take the greatest tabi also, he'll never reach the level of the greatest sahabi. Forget about any person reaching the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it came to piety, nobody could beat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, look at his character, look at his akhlaq, look at his softness, look at his ways, even when it came to interacting with his family. Few incidents. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his wife, Hazrat Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says that I prepared a dish and the name of this dish was Harira. It's like a type of a dessert. So she says in the riwayat that I'm sitting and Nabi Sassam is in the middle and Hazrat Sauda radiallahu ta'ala is on the other side. Now can you imagine a man sitting with both his wives? Now we're in that era now when you got the, what you call the Bilal receivers. And so let me just put my disclaimer in here very, very quickly also. I'm not advocating to you now in this bayan that I told you to go and take a second wife. But khair, just to imagine as a man now you're sitting with both your wives, what a lovely thing. Allah make it easy for all of us. Nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting. So Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha says, she brought this dish and she presents this dish to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she says to Hazrat Sauda radhiyallahu ta'ala, listen, I prepared this dish and I want you to eat it. So she says that Hazrat Sauda radhiyallahu anha refused and I'm not going to eat it. You made it. Now you know two wives, co-wives. You made it, I'm not going to eat. So she says, listen, I give you an option. I'm just giving you the mafhum of the riwayat. Either you eat it or it goes on your face. You decide. Your call. She says, no, you made it, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not interested. So Aisha Nana says, I take my hand, I put it in the dessert, and I take it and I put it on the face of Hazrat Sauda radiallahu ta'ala. And who's sitting there? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she says, فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ سَلْمَ. Nabi Sassam smiled. He saw the light-hearted side of it, he smiled. Then she says that Nabi Sassam took the hand of Sauda He placed it into the bowl and he said that now you do it to Aisha. So that takes her hand and she takes the dessert and she puts it on the face of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And again she says, فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the lighthearted side of the thing. Then she says, we were sitting now and this whole thing happened. And then we heard the voice of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's saying, Ya Abdullah, Ya Abdullah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, quickly both of you get up, go and wash up. Just now Umar will come, you'll be in a problem. So khair, we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's sitting with his wives and he understands. He's here playing the role of, one is he plays the role of the Nabi of Allah, here he's playing the role of the husband. But again, I'm highlighting this point, that Islam is not a dull religion. There are definitely moments and there are times where Islam, obviously within the parameters, will allow for lightheartedness. Again, Hazrat Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, two of them, they're together. And Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they're sitting, they're talking and whatever have you. So Hazrat Sauda, she decides to come and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm just mentioning this to you, like I say, these are incidents within the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To highlight to us a bit of the personal life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ongoing things that happened within his family life. How fortunate are we that these things are recorded, and not just recorded but they're authenticated as well. So she says, we were sitting and we were talking, and then suddenly Hazrat Sauda pitches up. And when she pitches up, she's got a Yemeni shawl on her, and in our understanding, say she's dressed to kill. Obviously she's coming to visit her husband. Fi hayatin hasanatin, like the riwayah says. So she's dressed up absolutely beautiful. She's our mother, obviously, so we have to maintain our respect. But for understanding purposes, she's coming to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so obviously she would wear the best. She's coming to see her husband. And she says that she has, there was a certain type of zafran that they used to put on the eye to enhance the beauty, etc. So she had that on as well. So Hazrat Sauda, she says to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, listen, shook, we in a problem, you know. Look at how we are dressed. Look at this one here, she came now. Bainana tabruk. She came here and between us, she's shining. What are we going to do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to come, we dressed anyhow. We now a Samira captain, so to say. And now yeah, this one came and she's dressed up all, you know. So she says to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, I'm going to sort her out. Hazrat Aisha says, I told her, ittaqillah Hafsa. Fear Allah subhanAllah. She said, no, listen, I'm going to make sure I make her dirty. I'm going to spoil her dress. I'm going to spoil her clothing. She's here all dressed and kitted up. I'm going to sort her out. So the riwayat says that Hazrat Sauda radiallahu ta'ala, she had a bit of a deficiency in hearing. So she asked, she said, what you said? I didn't hear what you said. So when she said that, then Hazrat Hafsa said, no, didn't you hear what happened? You didn't hear the story. She said, no, I don't know what happened. She said, Dajjal made his appearance. She said, what? Dajjal made, yeah, Dajjal made his appearance. She says, Hazrat Sauda got very worried. She got a bit scared and, you know. So she said, what am I going to do now? She said, oh, you're in big problems. Now Dajjal came. So she says, there was a tent close to where they were. And the tent, people used to throw all their dirt there and it was full of spider webs and whatever. She said, so, you know, you'd rather go there, hide in a tent. You hide in there, you'll be safe. So she goes and she hides in the tent. And the two of them say they're laughing and they can't control their laughter now. Obviously, they set up. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes and he makes his appearance. So he asks the question, what happened? Why you people are laughing? So the riwayat says three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the question and they were laughing so much that they couldn't even give the answer to say this is what happened. So eventually they point, they make an ishara and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to the tent. So when he goes to the tent, he sees Hazrat Sauda there. So he asks her, what happened? She said, no, didn't you hear that Dajjal made his appearance and Dajjal is coming. So he comforts her and says, don't worry, Dajjal is not coming. He takes her by the hand and he brings her out. So like I say, the point of me narrating these incidents to you in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to show that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was an opportunity to appreciate some light-hearted moment, he did so. In the battle of Khandaq, imagine they're fighting the battle. The battle of Khandaq is taking place. So the narrator says that on the side of the kuffar, there was a person there and he had his shield with him and he was moving his shield up, down, you know, playing with his sword and taunting the Muslims. Like, you know, in war, one person will say something and it's going on for himself. So he's like mocking the Muslims, he's giving his, in our understanding of how we would say, in our South African terminology, we'll say, he was pumping his mouth, so to say, you know, he was going for it. So the riwayat says that Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu kana ramyan. He was a master marksman. So he takes his arrow, and as the man is moving his shield up and down, he waits for the opportune moment, and he hits him square on the forehead, and the man falls down, and he drops his legs, pick up in the air. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this, it was a funny thing, obviously, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam laughed, he smiled, to such an extent that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's front teeth became apparent. So even in a battlefield, when there was something that happened, and it was a bit of an amusing moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would express this. So beloved friends, the point that I wish to make today is this, that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very clear, like I mentioned in the beginning, that don't regard any good deed as insignificant, even if it means meeting a Muslim brother with a smiling face. Never underestimate the power of a smile. You'll meet a person, you'll smile, sometimes you'll ask him a few words, how was your day, how are you doing? You never know these few words of comfort. But you know, people are going through different challenges in life. We have to become such that we become a means of lifting the next person. There's so much of negativity out there today, that if every one of us becomes a means of a little bit of positiveness for the next person. You know, sometimes we don't have to look at the glass all the time as half empty. Sometimes look at it as half full. People will come, people may have difficulties, people may have challenges, people may have problems. But let us be a means of being that shoulder to lift the man's spirits. As I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such a positive nature that people would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes, even if the person's name had a negative connotation, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would change that person's name and say, "No, don't have this name. Rather, use that name. This particular name has negativity in it. Use this name; it has a positive. You'll get some positive meaning out of it." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly would advise us. He would say that bashiru wa la tunaffiru, be a person who would be a means of glad tidings, be a person who would be a means of lifting the spirits of one another. Especially, like I say, in this day and age, in the different challenges that we as a Muslim ummah are facing. In our country alone, certain places, certain areas you got drought, certain places you got different types of conditions that are coming. Each person be a means of lifting the spirit of the next person. Each person be a means of positivity for the next person. Speak good, talk good, you'll find good will spread. But when a person only thinks bad, talks bad, and only negativity comes out of our mouths, you'll find that this would be a means of spreading negativity. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a beautiful incident in his life. There was a person that used to frequent the gatherings of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Sahaba Ikram, he said that I don't see this person. He used to come many a times. Where is he? We don't see him. It's been a while. He hasn't come. So somebody passed a statement and he said that don't ask about that person. If you only want to know, he's gone into liquor and his life is changed for the worse and he's involved in a lot of things. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stopped that person immediately. He said, listen, let's not do that. If any one of us see our brothers, or any one of us see any person that zalla zallatan, he slipped. He happened to fall off the path, and for whatever reason, he's gone in a different direction. Then let us saddiduhu wa wathiquhu. Let us be a person who would lift him up, lift his spirits up. Be a man who would go to him in a kind way, encourage him. Be a means of, you know, showing him the better way, showing him the better path in a beautiful way, in a kind way. Wala takunu ikhwanan lishaytani lahu. Let us not become the brother of shaitan to this man. So the man is down now, we tramp him even further, and we tell him, hey, bye, for you there's no way out here. This guna you involved in. Oh, what you doing? I think you got a one-way trip to Jahannam. You know, the angels of Jahannam are waiting for you. No, not like that. Rather, Umar radiallahu anhu says, let us be a means of encouraging him. Be a means of lifting his spirit. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquires about him. So they say, no, that this person is in such and such area. So he writes to him, the beginning of the surah in the 24 juz, تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ غَافِلِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْإِقَابِ التَّوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غَافِلِ الذَّنْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiver of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the acceptor of a person makes tawbah, a person turns his life towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accepts it. But just keep in mind at the same time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe when it comes to punishment. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends this letter to this person. And he instructs the Sahaba ikram that are around him also. He says, listen, make dua for our brother. This is our brother, this information has come to us. It is something that we all should be concerned about. Let's make dua for him. And he instructs them all, make dua for him. And he sends the messenger, and he says to the messenger also that, listen, take this letter of mine and present it to him, and make sure that nobody else should intercept it. It's a matter of a private nature between myself and him. This should go to him privately. And he reads this letter, and when he reads the advices of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's taken aback. He makes tawbah and he changes his life. And he doesn't just change his life, that he becomes one of the closest friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when the news reaches Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu again, the news reaches Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this was the incident of this friend of yours that used to frequent your gathering, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes happy, and he says to the people that, listen, this is how we as Muslims should carry out ourselves. That when we see anybody has slipped, zalla zallatan, then saddiduhu wa wathiquhu. We should be a means of lifting him up. We should be a means of lifting up his spirits. We should be a means of taking that person and connecting him closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in a nutshell, the take-home message is very, very simple. This deen of ours is a beautiful deen, and it's an enjoyable deen. It's not a dull deen. There is definitely room for a person to be happy, to be very, very happy, in fact. Like I gave you the incidents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who could be more pious than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet he's described in the hadith as dhahakan, bassaman, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always happy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always smiling. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are other riwayat also, that explain the concern that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, his constant worry for the hidayat of mankind. Yet with all of that, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would show a happy face. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would smile. And try it, brothers, just try it for today. When we finish, imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Awala adullukum ala shayin idha fa'altum," can I not show you something that when you will do it, it will create mutual love? Afshus salam, spread salam. Meet one another with salam. Meet one another with a smiling face. Ask one another simple question, how was your day? Are you okay? Do you need anything? And with ikhlas and sincerity in our heart, ask these questions. Sometimes a person's problem may be so big, that financially we can't even help him. Our problem may be even bigger. But sometimes just that kind word, or sometimes just that little bit of a concern, it lifted the man's spirits totally, and you gave him a new, you gave him a new life, like you breathed life into him. And now he views things in a different light. Really, brothers, I always mention this. Allah Ta'ala protect us from becoming judgmental. Never ever become judgmental on any person. We don't know the halat of any person. We don't know the condition of any person. We don't know the inner of any person. Many a time you see the outer. You see maybe a person driving the smartest vehicle also. Sometimes you see the person living in the most palatial home also. But what his challenges are, we don't know. But really, if we have this concern as human beings, we have this concern that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always taught us, an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't just live his life like that, but rather he lives his life with a bit of concern, he lives his life with a bit of worry for the next person. So, like I say, these are simple, simple things, that a smiling face, greeting with salam, just to ask a few questions, how are you? Obviously, don't start asking. Some people also take it to the wrong level now. You're going to get the man's whole financials and his whole balance sheet and how much money he's making in a month. No, you don't have to ask all of that. It's a simple, how are you, boy? You okay? Anything I can do for you? Any help, any assistance? You'll find your life will be better, and you look at things in a positive light also. And very important, brothers, when we go home, make salam. A person enters the home and he makes salam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it's barakat in the home. It is. Look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how his wives describe him. They say that he was the most compassionate in the house, and they say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was dhahakan bassaman. He was constantly smiling, he was happy, he was jovial in the home. You know, sometimes they say that there's certain circumstances, so that one person, husband and wife, they brought the case to the Maulana. You know, they say, Maulana, we got problems in the house, things are not coming right. So the Maulana heard the case, so he told the wife, listen, I got a perfect solution. Whenever your wife comes home, you make sure you got a glass of water in your hand. I read and I blew in his glass. As soon as he comes, you drink some water and keep that water in your mouth. So how long, Maulana? I said, keep it for as long as you can. After a few weeks, she came, she said, Maulana, this water was, perfect, man. I don't know what dua you did. He said, no, don't worry about the dua. You just carry on. There's no dua that he read. It's a matter of keeping that mouth closed, and the rest of it did the job, So khair. We go home, we greet with salam, and we create a positive environment, inshallah al-aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our life. Once again, brothers, make a lot of dua. We're living in a time where, like I said, things are tight in our country as well, drought problems, this and that. There's opportunity for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring good conditions, not only in our country, but in the whole world, inshallah. Waakhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.
Syntex CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.